English Reading Practice, Exercise 18, Goal Setting Blueprint, Step 4, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. And to continually improve your English, click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin the reading. Step 4, Goal Planning. Use deadlines as lifelines. When goal planning, deadlining is another crucial step in the goal achievement process. What is a deadline? It's a specified date or time by which a goal, task, or project is expected to be completed. Karl Kraus, 1874 to 1936, Austrian satirist, once gave this definition of a journalist: a writer whose skill is improved by a deadline. The more time he has, the worse he writes. In other words, when journalists have a limited time in which to complete a task, they are more motivated and focused, resulting in better writing. Conversely, when there is no deadline, a person can become undisciplined, procrastinate, and even overthink the subject, resulting in poorer quality writing. This satirical comment does emphasize one thing. A deadline gets results. It creates urgency. It sharpens thinking. It makes things happen. Which goal planning exercise is more likely to be achieved? I would like to take a vacation in the Bahamas sometime. Or, 6 months from today, I will be enjoying a vacation in the Bahamas. Yes, deadlines crystallize thinking and increase motivation in the goal planning environment. However, it would be a mistake to think deadlines perform miracles. Simply saying, in 7 days from now, I will have made an extra $5,000, is not going to miraculously deliver unless you have a strategy and a realistic plan based on your present circumstances. So when deadlining during your goal planning sessions, 1. Break the goals down into manageable stages. 2. Work out a reasonable time frame for the accomplishment of that stage, and factor in a safety margin for unexpected delays. This prevents disappointment and discouragement through missing the deadline. 3. Put the deadline date for each stage in your computer planner or diary. 4. Get the deadline date from the last stage. Your goal planning now has a final deadline for the accomplishment of that goal. It has a high chance of being achieved. You have planned, set reasonable stages, your focus is clear. Next, keep the overall deadline in front of you daily as you accomplish each stage along the way and start. If you miss the deadline, generally, when it comes to goal planning, the deadlines you set are for your own benefit. It is unlikely missing a deadline will be a life and death matter. So get deadlines in perspective and see them for what they are: tools to keep you moving and to inject a sense of urgency into your project. If circumstances come up beyond your control that make you miss the deadline, then reschedule it. Reschedule deadlines if necessary, but keep your goal planning on track. Think it out and set a new date which is realistic, based on current circumstances. The main thing is that your goal planning exercise is still moving forward, and you have a framework to guide you. So in summary, why are deadlines lifelines when setting goals? Here is a definition of a lifeline. Something on which someone depends to help them out of and successfully overcome a challenging situation. Deadlines become lifelines because they, 1, help you manage time more effectively and help increase productivity by creating a sense of urgency, 2, add clarity to your projects and help reduce muddled thinking, and 3, help you keep focused on the task at hand, thus avoiding distractions. Next, step 5. Goal objectives. Looking ahead to get ahead with planning. That's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the goal setting resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Goal Setting Blueprint series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Just go to goodenglish.online.